where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
The local public and Catholic school boards have made a schedule adjustment ahead of a total solar eclipse. The Lambton Kent District School Board and St. Clair Catholic District School Board will be moving the professional activity day scheduled for Friday, April 26th to Monday, April 8th. In a joint news release, the board say the decision was made with safety in mind, as the eclipse is set to affect the region between 2 and 4:30 in the afternoon on April 8th. The French language Catholic school board previously announced a similar decision to move a scheduled PA day to April 8th. At the French language public school board, students will learn from home on the day of the eclipse. The Western Sarnia Lambton Research Park has received heavy industrial zoning approval. City Council amended the Development Area 2 secondary plan to accommodate the change before adopting the document on Monday. Mayor Mike Bradley, who serves as board chair of the County of Lambton Community Development Corporation, which owns the property, believed using the word heavy was perhaps the wrong terminology.
There's no intention to do that, and we're very, very sensitive to having a good mix in the park. The whole idea is to graduate those projects down to Alexio or down to TransAlta or to some other true heavy industrial site.
Councillor Terry Burrell says while mostly being a project incubator, there may be times when they are doing something to get projects launched where the requirement of heavy industrial is needed. Sarnia City Council agreed to commit up to $25,000 from the Brightsgrove Library Reserve to fund the development of a capital fundraising campaign. The funds will be used to pay for the communication materials needed to initiate the campaign successfully. The Sarnia Professional Firefighters Association and the city have reached a four-year agreement. The deal includes annual wage increases of 3.25%, ensuring compensation keeps up with continued high inflation. The previous contract expired on December 31st, 2023. The city continues negotiations that began in the fall of last year with several of its other employee groups, including QP 3690, QP 2713, and QP 153. And city police are appealing for the public's help to identify the person responsible for a theft a year ago. Red dresses hung outside City Hall to honor the memories of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls across Canada were taken during the early morning hours of February 14, 2023. Anyone with information is urged to contact police or Crime Stoppers. Meanwhile, the Sarnia Lambton Native Friendship Center will be holding its annual Women's Memorial March at 10 this morning. Participants are asked to gather at the center ahead of the march along the downtown waterfront. Mainly sunny today with winds out of the northwest, a high of plus one. Increasing cloudiness this evening, winds becoming southeasterly by morning with a low of minus five. Cloudy tomorrow, snow beginning in the morning, changing to afternoon rain, ending late in the afternoon. Southeast winds becoming northwesterly up to 60 kilometers an hour, a high of plus three. For Friday, cloudy, slight chance of some flurries, a high of minus two.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.